Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's something that active duty military members can do, but absolutely should not do, whether enlisted or particularly Officer Jake.
What is that, Eric?
Posting your political stuff on social media while in uniform.
Huh.
That what can garner some attention, Jake.
What kind of idiot would do that? I wonder what political system he believes in.
Well, we're of course speaking of Spencer Rapone, the communist West Point graduate, second lieutenant currently, Army infantry officer at the 2nd Combat Brigade of the 10th Mountain Division out of Fort Drum, New York. ConnectingVets.com was able to break some news yesterday, a story that I wrote, Jake, and here's what we found out. I started hearing rumors because we here at ConnectingVets.com are veterans and very closely tied to the veteran community. I started hearing what started off as rumors, of course that's what everything is before you can verify it, that this man who was seen in some pictures with the 1st Ranger Battalion scroll on his arm may have been kicked out of 1st Ranger Battalion before heading to West Point. I was able to reach out to Special Operations Command, aka SOCOM. For those of you who aren't veterans, you know that video game, SOCOM, Navy SEALs? Yeah, those guys. So SOCOM is the command that runs all special operations, which includes special forces like SEALs, Green Berets, Delta, all that stuff. It also includes the regimental Rangers, the 75th Ranger Regiment, 1st Battalion, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Battalion. I think that's all there is, right?
Three battalions? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, 3 battalions. So, hey, you were in the Army. You should know. I'm a Navy guy. So I have some people that I know who are Rangers and started saying like, hey, you might want to look into this. So I reached out to SOCOM. SOCOM was able to confirm that 2nd Lieutenant Rapone, while an enlisted man and a member of 1st Ranger Battalion, was removed for standards from the Ranger Battalion. Now, had you ever heard of removed for standards before, Jake?
No, I was never in a Ranger Battalion, but right. If I understand properly, it basically means that they weren't upholding the standards of being an Army Ranger. And now, the way I hear it, that is a lot more strict than your usual, yes, Army unit, meaning that they can kick you off for relatively minor stuff.
They have something that's called a Ranger Standards Blue Book, which at least at one point fairly recently was an actual blue book. It's still called that. I haven't seen any pictures of it recently. They kind of keep it close to the vest. It's not really for public consumption. But yeah, it outlines specific standards that a Ranger must meet. And our source in the regimental Ranger veteran community, yeah, tells us that if an individual is released for standards or RFS, that means that they no longer meet all standards as outlined in the Ranger Standards Blue Book. The most common reason for this is failure to complete required training, but it could happen for a variety of reasons. Now, again, the RFS thing, which we've confirmed before it was confirmed, was little more than hearsay or a rumor. I've got other things that I've heard about this that I'm trying to look into and get confirmation of. And if we get that, we will, of course, update the story and let you know. You can go to ConnectingVets.com or follow us on Facebook at ConnectingVets, Twitter at ConnectingVets, all social media, we are at ConnectingVets. But the question that a lot of people had about this story after we broke it, and this is an exclusive, still haven't seen it anywhere else. Come on, guys. You can cite us. You can put that stuff in there and cite us.
Please.
Yeah, I was able to confirm Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Bockholt, who's the Director of Public Affairs for Special Operations Command, confirmed that Rapone was RFS'd, which means kicked out, essentially, of the Ranger unit. You don't meet all the standards. At least one of the standards in the Blue Book, you're out. Now, the why, we don't know. SOCOM said, we're sorry, we don't release personal information on Special Operations Forces personnel. However, according to our same sources in Ranger, the Regimental Ranger Veteran community, it is unlikely that he was RFS'd for serious misconduct because he was allowed to remain in the U.S. Army. Here's another thing that we don't know, but our Regimental Ranger Veteran friends have given us an idea of how would this guy, after he was kicked out of an elite unit, then get accepted to one of the most elite universities in the United States of America and the military academy that teaches the leaders of the Army. Here's what they had to say about that, Jake. The RFS, like you said, you were in the Army for 13 years. You'd never heard of it before.
Right.
It's kind of specific and unique to the Ranger Regiment, so it wouldn't be included in his service record because nobody would know what the heck it means. It doesn't mean anything. And if it wasn't for serious misconduct, then that would be in his record, something that got him, you know, Article 15, that kind of thing. That would be in there. The RFS, though, because it's so specific to those units, the battalions within the 75th Ranger Regiment, it would not be put in his record. Therefore, his subsequent commands and even the application folks at West Point may not have any idea that he was involved with something that, you know, basically said like, hey, you're kind of in one way or another, a bit of a dirtbag because you're not meeting all the standards. So there's some other developments that are in the story. These are not exclusive to ConnectingVets.com, but important nonetheless. His father, Richard Rapone, is an elected official in Lawrence County, Pennsylvania. His father, Richard Rapone, strongly denounced his son's views and actions in a Facebook post and then deleted his account entirely.
What?
Screenshots. Internet's forever. So in regards to my son, here's the statement from Lawrence County Treasurer Richard Rapone. Again, this is a public official, and when they make statements like this, everything goes on the record for all time. In regards to my son, Spencer Rapone, I disavow his political views and overall politics. I am very disappointed in the direction he has chosen, and as his father, it greatly saddens me. As a young man, Spencer personified patriotism and in high school was a member of the Civil Air Patrol. He applied to be a West Point cadet and at that time was not selected. He enlisted in the United States Army right out of high school. Later, he served as an Army Ranger and was deployed to Afghanistan on special mission. He applied once again to West Point and was accepted. You'll notice he leaves out the part of being kicked out of the Ranger unit there. Don't know if he didn't know about it or what the deal was. It's my belief when he returned back from Afghanistan, there was a notable difference in his political views. Spencer is my son and I love him dearly. However, I do not like nor condone his politics, actions, or behavior. So Dad, laying it down for you right there. For one thing, he's a politician, an elected official. Treasurer is not an appointment official. He was elected that spot. I believe this is his third term from what I saw on the Lawrence County, Pennsylvania website. His dad's saying, listen, man, I don't know what's going on with this kid, but I disagree with what he's saying. And he's saying a lot more than we originally knew. And that's the other thing, Jake. This guy has guaranteed his spot on every DOD PowerPoint training on social media for the rest of the existence of the United States military. He not only did the Twitter thing, and you can find the story on that with the, you know, we've got shots of his Twitter photos and all that good stuff on there.
There's the original win.
Communism will win inside of the cadet cover or hat at graduation at West Point. Apparently at his graduation had a Che Guevara t-shirt underneath his uniform as a picture exposing that. And then you dig down and you find more stuff. Him calling the Secretary of Defense vile and some other expletives and evil that I can't use here, saying he was basically the most blanking evil person in the administration, saying that all senior NCOs in military career fetishize violence, live for conflict, all that good stuff. So he says that. And then, you know what happens, Jake, is when someone does something on Twitter or Facebook, those internet sleuths start looking around. And wouldn't you know it, Spencer Rapone had a Reddit account.
Oh, no.
So Reddit, for those who are not familiar with it, is essentially a big community, a message board. You remember the old days for people who are Jake and my age or even older?
Hey, don't lump me in with you, old man.
We're pretty close. How old are you?
32.
Okay, I'm almost 6 years older than you. When's your birthday?
May 7th, 1985.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday. I didn't know you on May 7th of this year. So I'm like 6 years older than you. So I guess we're a little different, but message boards. That's essentially what Reddit is, an ability to post, have conversations. People do so. And Rapone was commenting in various Antifa and communist organizations there on Reddit, their groups. And some of the things that he was posting in there, well, one, praising West Point, or not praising West Point, saying that he got into West Point partially because of the influence of one Chelsea, formerly known as Bradley Manning, and hoped to infiltrate the military in a similar way. He wrote an op-ed called The Confederate Collaboration of West Point, which talked about how West Point was basically, to this day, still affiliated with the Confederate Army, of course, from the Civil War because of Reconciliation Plaza on the West Point campus and all the rest of that. He posted where he was stationed. Like, here's a Reddit post from Reddit user srap1, which has been confirmed to be Spencer Rapone. He posts how you in a discussion called "How You Want to Be More Like Chelsea Manning." Rapone posts, "I'm currently an infantry officer at Fort Drum, New York, assigned to the same brigade that she was while enlisted. Every day I think of the contradictions of being a communist while in this organization, and her courage and tenacity gives me strength to continue the long march through the institutions," which links to a Wikipedia page on the long march through the institutions, which is a slogan coined by Rudi Dutschke, which is a German student describing his strategy for establishing conditions of a revolution, subverting society by infiltrating institutions such as professions. So clearly, openly stating, I'm infiltrating the military, trying to cause revolution from within. Here's the thing. The uniform violations, the Che Guevara t-shirt, and that's a little more than a uniform violation, as upset as it may make you. The communism will win inside of the cover. Again, uniform violation. Posting a picture of his uniform on Twitter with his Democratic Socialists of America official organizer ID card. Yeah, that falls under DOD regulations. Saying that you're trying to infiltrate the United States military to facilitate revolution. Now, I'm no legal expert, but to me, that sounds like an argument that people could say is moving towards a little place we like to call treason town. So he's got a lot of interesting posts on there, talks about creating. Here's another one that a lot of people are saying could lead to some very serious charges, where he has said that he was interested in creating a guerrilla combat handbook for the upcoming revolution and civil war. Again, saying that you want to train people to fight against the United States military and government. So here's that post from SRAP1 on Reddit 9 months ago. So this is in, January of this year. Currently making my way through Dust Capital as well, comrade. Oh, gotta love the language. David Harvey is obviously of great use here. I read Che's Guerrilla Warfare a month or two back, an essential text, although, as Che would say, specific to a certain historical context. I suggest Margiela's mini manual of the urban guerrilla. After finishing Che's work, I need to read Mao's on guerrilla warfare here soon enough. But I suppose more than anything else, the task at hand for all of us is to produce our own text on guerrilla warfare in the days ahead. Yes? Now, 9 months ago, what was happening 9 months ago? 9 months ago was, the inauguration of President Trump. So this is someone who is a graduate of West Point, an infantry officer who is clearly involved in some political movements, which is not really allowed. So we've been hearing a lot of things about where he currently is and what the situation he's facing is, but we aren't able to confirm it. So we're not going to go too much into that. We can just tell you that, there is a lot going on here. And if you go to connectingvets.com, you can see that story. It's called West Point Communist Grad Released for Standards from Ranger Battalion. That's a connectingvets.com exclusive. You heard it here first. And Spencer Rapone. I keep wanting to call him Sean Rapone. I don't know why. Spencer Rapone, again, we've heard rumors on where he is, what his status is. We've heard all sorts of things. We know that there have been reports of an investigation going on. I have not heard back from 10th Mountain at all. I did send a request for information, tried calling the phone number they had listed. Phone number seemed to be off the hook. Request for information has now 48 hours later gone unanswered. So we're going to reach out to them again today, see if we can confirm any of that, because this is a story that has a lot of veterans interested, because one, this guy is a combat veteran. He's wearing the combat infantryman badge on his West Point uniform, as well as a few medals, including his Afghan deployment medal, Afghanistan campaign medal, global war on terrorism. He's got a few on there. He doesn't have anything particularly outstanding as far as the ribbons and medals, but he does have that CIB, does have the air assault, does have the jump wings. And of course, as we said, he was a member of 1st Ranger Battalion. But he is no longer, because he was released for standards, which is a very specific type of release from the Ranger Battalions, which essentially means that person no longer meets one or more of the standards outlined in the Ranger Blue Book, the Ranger Standards Blue Book.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.